This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey guys, another week of SEMA. I know, we did 125 interviews. Jeff Allen from Flat 12 Gallery, Skidmarks the podcast, and you probably saw his show on CNBC, The Car Chasers. We are on stage in the Shell Pavilion for the Pioneering Performance Stage at SEMA 2016 in Las Vegas. It's a trade show, Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show, and we meet all kinds of wild and crazy people, from racers to celebrities and all kinds of folks that, in the, you know, obviously in the car world are pioneers of performance, but you never know who you're going to meet there. Like Scrape from Tap Out. Remember the UFC, the brand, the iconic brand that everybody's wearing, you know, the Tap Out brand? Well, Scrape is on stage with us right now.
I wanted to get him up here because I wanted him to tell the story about behind Tap Out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me,
it's a huge brand.
Me, you know, growing up, and I guess I'm, you know, I was what, like eight when Tap Out started?
No, I'm just kidding. You're 25, I think I heard, right?
I'm 25 now. But, you know, I had the shirts. I had to wear them. You know, it was one of those things.
And, oh, did you have some Tap Out shirts?
Buddy, I had a ton.
Score.
I have a ton of Tap Out shirts.
My kids' college tuition thanks you.
That's right.
I used to do a show called Monster Radio with Michael Buffer.
Okay. Bruce's brother.
Huh? Chris
Bruce Buffer's brother.
Bruce Buffer's brother. And then I had on a couple different guys, the Big Schwag. You know the Big Schwag?
Oh, yeah, Big Schwag.
Big Schwag used to do the show. And right about that time, I mean, Tap Out was like, I mean, it was like gold. If you had anything from Tap Out, it was like.
Must have been early 2000s.
It was mid
2003,
2005. 2004, yeah.
I mean, the UFC really started blowing up in 2005, really. You know, the Fertittas, Dana White, and the
he was
owners,
on the show too,
right? So they bought the UFC in 2001. Kind of a crazy story. So I'm from California, Huntington Beach. I'm about 300 miles south of here. We had been sponsoring the UFC since '99, maybe, and we had known Dana White because he was a manager. He managed Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell, and guys like that. So we knew Dana, and he said, "Hey, I got these guys that are going to buy the UFC. Whatever, blah blah blah." So the Fertittas, they own Red Rock out here, Green Valley Ranch. They own all the casinos, all the station casinos. So they bought the UFC. And Dana said, "Hey, I want to set up a meeting with the two brothers, Lorenzo and Frank, who just bought the UFC. Let's set it up." Okay, cool. Set the meeting up. It was for like a Monday morning, Tuesday morning. We wake up to leave that morning, 9/11.
Oh, my gosh.
So we called Dana and said, "Dana, what do you want us to do?" He goes, "Hey, if you guys want to drive out, we'll still have the meeting." So our first meeting with the new owners of the UFCs in 2001 was on 9/11. So we drove out that day. It was kind of a surreal ordeal, right?
I bet, yeah.
So 2001 is when they bought it. They bought it for $2 million. They invested, now they're billionaires. They invested about $50 million of their own dollars into the UFC over the next 4 or 5 years. Until it finally got on Spike TV. Now, when it went on Spike, they paid Pilgrim Films. The Fertittas put their own money up, their own production, they did their own show, and they gave it to Pilgrim Films, who put it on Spike.
Wow.
Spike was the only network that would put it on. So they didn't, you know, Pilgrim didn't fund it and then go to Spike.
Right, right. It was
the
reverse.
The Fertittas funded it themselves and then gave it to Spike. So 2005 is when The Ultimate Fighter hit. Now, fast forward to the end of the season finale was going to be live on Spike. And we had seen our sales kind of grow a little bit. We were doing 30,000 a year. Our first year we did 30,000, and the growth was up from there. But in 2005, when that live finale hit on Spike, our website crashed. Our server couldn't handle all the traffic. We were at the fight. It was here at the Thomas and Mack at UNLV. And our web guy kept calling my partner, who you know,
Dan. Dan Caldwell.
So he kept calling. His phone kept going off while the fight was going on because Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin, if anybody knows about the UFC, those two had a legendary
fight.
Boy,
did they. That was a bloodbath.
So the whole fight, while it's going on, he keeps looking at his phone. And we're thinking, why does he keep checking his phone? Put your phone down. Aren't you seeing what's happening here? Well, come to find out, it was our web guy. He couldn't. He was trying to figure out what was happening. He's like, why are we getting 300 orders a minute? I mean, it went crazy. Our website crashed.
300 orders a minute.
It was nuts because not only was the fight going nuts, we had a banner that came, you know, throughout the fight. We had a logo on the mat.
Oh, because it hit national television.
Diego Sanchez was fighting for the other belt, you know, the other title. Rich Franklin fought Frank Shamrock, Ken Shamrock.
And
we all had him in the same shirt. So it just was a trickle effect. Well, that was, you know, 2005. So that was when, for us, when it really started taking off. I just actually, on the way out here, a guy stopped me and said, man, tap out. Man, you guys made it overnight. And I was like, 10 years is a long night.
Yeah.
10 years is a long night.
Speaking of that, along the way, because I see Antron Brown teeing up over there, Wade Kawasaki teeing up. I want to know about cars.
Oh,
this success now leads its way to the car love affair.
Yeah, well, let me explain something real quick. I'm going to let you know a little secret. Recently, I purchased a 1963. Hey, there we go. I just purchased a 1963 Bel Air with the personalized license plates of Scrape. It was his car. He sold it to Dan Caldwell.
My partner at Tap Out,
Yeah, and then Dan sold it to me. And we're talking about in the last 60 days, I bought that car.
Nice.
And it's sitting in my shop. So to see him here today was cool.
Yeah, what are you doing out here?
So I started an exhaust company about 2 years ago called Black Widow Exhaust. Yeah. Universal mufflers. I'm trying to do what people were doing to me with the clothing days, going after the Magnaflows and the Flowmasters. But I have a patent on an internal design of a muffler.
Really?
Fits on anything. We're getting into making some kits coming up. But right now, I just have four or five different style mufflers. They're bullet style. You know, it's your typical, you know, just the 14-inch body, 18-inch body, bullet style mufflers.
It's called Black Widow.
Black Widow exhaust. We have a patent on our internals, and the internals are shaped like an hourglass or like a Black Widow marking.
That's cool.
And our patent gets rid of that drone or the resonation that some of the other muffler companies create, the resonation when you're driving down the road inside the cab. Ours gets rid of that. It's all sound waves and deflection.
So are you here showing at SEMA?
Not this year. We've got about 30 cars throughout the show with our mufflers. I had a booth in Central Hall that I shared with a friend of ours, Chris Fessler, last year.
Oh, yeah, Fessler.
So design. We're just here walking around doing our thing this year.
He's just doing his thing, man.
You know what? It's great to meet you.
It is awesome to have Scrape in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Scrape.
Big round of applause. Tap out in the house.
Another guy helping to pioneer performance with Black Widow exhaust.
And to mention, I'm not just a guy coming from the clothing world doing the automotive thing. I've been a car guy my entire life. I grew up racing motorcycles, racing go-karts, sand rails, Baja buggy, everything. I grew up around it. My dad was a drag racer, so it's not something I came in. I've been here as
well. You deserve to be here. You've paid your
dues. You got it, brother.
That's great. From Tap Out, everybody. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage here at Shell, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Another big round of applause for Scrape. Thank you very much, guys.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.